So what failure modes are typically seen with torsional vibration issues?
So torsional vibration, again, is it typically manifests as a result of running at or near a critical speed. So let's take a step back. What is critical speed? Critical speed is when you have a resonance of a structure and you have a forcing frequency that is at or very close to that same resonant frequency. And in a rotating system, if you have a, you know, let's talk about a six-cylinder engine producing torque. It's a four-stroke engine, and a six-cylinder four-stroke engine will produce a dominant third-order pulsation. So you have a torque pulsation at third order. If the engine's running at 1,800 RPM, that's 90 hertz. Now you have a driveline that happens to have a torsional resonance at 90 hertz. That could be a result of, you know, you're driving a hydraulic gearbox with a drive shaft off the front of the engine. And if there's no coupling, it's, you know, there could be, if the stiffness of the drive shaft is just right and the inertia of the gearbox and, I'm sorry, the gearing and the pumps on the gearbox is just right, then you might have a resonance of that subsystem at or near 90 hertz. And when those things line up, you can generate very high amplitude vibratory torque. So the torque pulsation generated by the engine is actually amplified by resonance. It's the same concept as the opera singer in the wine glass. You know, she sings the right note and the wine glass goes into resonance and eventually fails. It breaks apart. The same thing could happen with this example of the hydraulic gearbox. So you have excessive vibratory torque through the system. That might cause high amplitude vibratory acceleration of your pumps. So now you've got these pumps on the front of your gearbox and they're accelerating and decelerating. And this is angular acceleration. So they're speeding up and slowing down at a very high rate because the torsional activity due to resonance is causing them to you're just generating those high levels of vibratory torque. And then in the response to that is vibratory acceleration. You might have a bearing failure. So that might be a result of excessive torsional vibration. Anytime you have a drive shaft, you know, I've seen drive shafts come apart. The crack originates either at the counterweight. If it's a tube type drive shaft, you might have a counterweight that's welded to the tube, generating a stress concentration. It cracks and then peels apart at a 45 degree angle. That's a result of excessive torsional vibration. If there's couplings in the system and you're running at or near a resonance and the rubber coupling is associated with that resonance, you might melt the rubber. So you might, if the engine starts to misfire, which would generate a low frequency pulsation, that might cause a coupling to go into resonance and fail. So you might have coupling failure. If you have flanges that are either shrunk onto a shaft or maybe it's a loose fit with a key and you have excessive torsional oscillation, you may end up with fretting. So you might have fretting wear. You might hammer the keyway, and the key, you might have shaft failure. You know, all of a sudden you get a stress concentration at the root of the keyway and then the shaft fails. Typically, a shaft failure that looks like a 45-degree angle, a twisted break, is indication of excessive torsional activity. Generally, if a shaft breaks at a 90-degree angle, that's something else. That may be misalignment. That might be, I don't know what. But, you know, that's typically not a sign of excessive torsional vibration. It's the 45 degree angle. You're looking for the shear break at a 45 degree angle. If you have a gearbox and you hear excessive hammering, you know, let's go back to that marine example. So we're idling the engine and all of a sudden it sounds like a machine gun when the engine gets down to 700 RPM. So between 600 and 700 RPM, it sounds like there's a machine gun in the engine room. And as soon as the captain, you know, raises the speed up to 750, 800 RPM, the noise goes away. Well, in that case, there's excessive torsional vibration at low speed because the engine firing frequency is very close to the coupling resonance at low speed and causing the gears in the transmission to hammer against one another. So you actually have gear tooth separation and hammer. So that could be an indication of excessive torsional. And, you know, in that case, you know, your clutches are going to get beat up as well. You know, so the clutches in the gearbox are going to sustain damage. You're going to find, you know, bits of clutch material in the filter basket and in the transmission. So there's, you know, just a wide range. Anything that cannot handle high amplitude torque pulsation will sustain damage and potential failure. So.